Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Hold on, I gotta find the music. Hold on. Okay, I found the music. Shut up. Hold on, I gotta give Big Willie. Big Willie 105.5. Hello, who is this?
Ho, 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 who would... Oh, hey,
right,
it's
hold
Big
on,
Willie.
Hold on, I gotta play... Hold on, play the damn thing. Just a minute here. Why is it playing? Why isn't this playing?
I think you're sabotaging it.
No, this... Hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on. Here. All right. Part of his contract. We got no choice here with this crap.
Watch the ratings go up now, the views.
Yeah, watch this go up.
Yeah. Is it playing? Yeah, I still can't hear it. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof.
It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show. Why are you talking over the music? This is the part of your contract. Your agent, Ari Gold, said, oh, no, you got to play this song every time, you know, he comes on the air and all that, and then you're talking all over it. What?
I get excited. It sounds so good.
Oh, for the
Big Willie and Little D show, our show. It sounds so good.
Shut up.
I mean, it's one of the best things ever. I was trying to get you to help. We're going to split a child with Johnny.
Split
and I'm going to call
child?
Johnny and make sure. Yeah, we're going to split a
King
split
Solomon said you
kid.
Can't do that. You can't be splitting a child. Oh, great. What are you, hacking up phlegm now all over the air?
Yeah.
What? Oh,
man,
my
snowing,
God.
It's snowing. I'm cold. I'm still getting over my sickness. I haven't had no coffee this morning. The life of a trucker is rough. I don't get to have my third wife make me coffee and pat my back and give me ugly sweaters and start my car for me like some people I know.
So, what's on your mind today, Mr. Big Willie?
Well, the same old stuff, man. You know, I just keep going back and forth with these property taxes, and they're so outdated. And I understand people are arguing, oh, how are we going to pay for this, and how are we going to pay for that? And this stuff was based off of the, like, 70s and 80s, or, well, 70s, where, you know, we had steady incomes and prices, you know, jobs were going up. People were staying in houses, you know, for 20 years. So it was the concept itself, you know, was based off of that. The wages rose steadily. Government budgets were stable. Inflation was low. So none of that's true today at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the tax structure hasn't changed at all. So we got to hack the Ohio tax, and we got to place the sign petitions. Do your research on it and look it up. And like I said yesterday in Dubai, if you just look up the comparisons of Dubai and in their culture differences, it's crazy.
Dubai? That's a country.
Dubai.
That's a country over there, like really far away from here. Where's Dubai?
Dubai is over in the Middle East area, or whatever you want to call it. The Middle Eastern countries over there by. India and all that stuff, Saudi Arabia, it's all over that way.
Okay.
Somewhere, I don't know. I didn't go to school for geology or whatever you want to call it.
I believe you.
And my genealogy didn't let me get that far to geology. So anyhow, they have no property taxes over there, but they have massive investments in the builders and homeowners improve. Yeah, you can improve your home over there without being penalized. A commercial property can be improved without being penalized.
Wow.
You know, where property taxes here, you discourage you from doing something because you're going to pay more. So you take a loan out to redo your house and build you a nice garage or put a pool in, and now you're paying on a loan, plus you're going to get increase in taxes.
It's
not fair. The taxes is not fair. It's not fair at all. How could one person beside you have a tax increase and one person, your neighbor, have a decrease? I've looked them up on Belmont County, so it's unfair. People are doing stuff either illegal or they're making huge mistakes. It's everything you can look up online yourself on the Belmont County website, Guernsey County website. Devise Insurance, it's like it's affordable, regulated, it's a mandatory insurance that everybody has to get. It's privatized, so the companies have to fight against each other to make it affordable for everybody. The schools are funded by a national government and private sector, and they got some of the best schools, so there's no fluctuation in your child's education due to property taxes going up or down. So we shouldn't rely on levies for schools. It should all be funded, you know, based off of other income.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. Let me explain something to you. I need to explain a lot to you.
I don't need an education. It's my 15 minutes. Go ahead.
I don't think I should be forced to pay for the education of somebody else's kid, period. Go on.
Why?
Because it's not my kid.
But
you had the kid.
Listen to what I said. How Dubai does theirs. Their schools are funded by national government and the private sector.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that we shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's child's education. It should be up to that parent to pay for that
kid's
education.
But if it lowers your property taxes and you know, it shouldn't be tied to your home value or property taxes either.
I agree with you.
Everybody should have equal opportunity to get an education that's decent and not based off of where you live. And that's half the problem. And that's what causes, you know, a lot of stuff to down trickle. You know, it's based off economic growth instead of unitization, where everybody gets the same education, the same opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just trying to eliminate the property tax. So if you want to keep paying property tax, I guess you
ahead. No, I don't. By the way, the petition thing is tomorrow. Is that right?
There's one. I'm not sure. I don't have time to keep up with everything, buddy. I got a lot going on the side. So, like fire and EMS and the police.
Yeah.
Dubai, it's fully funded without taxing homeowners. Revenue comes from like tourism, business licensing, development fees, and a real estate transfer fee, which is a one-time 4% fee. Okay.
How did you learn so much about Dubai? I'm intrigued now. This is really interesting. How did you learn all this stuff? Of all the countries on this earth, Dubai with Mr. Big Willie calling from his Freightliner Cascadia 125.
Encyclopedia is Britannica, buddy. That's the www. I mean, sometimes you gotta read stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I don't know. That slows me down. Way slows me down.
Right.
No.
Well, they have zero property tax. So you own your home. So like senior citizens that are on fixed. When you pay your home off for 30 years, the government's holding it above your head. They can take your home as soon as you miss your taxes. Now, how fair is that you work your whole life in 30 years for somebody to come take your home because you missed a $200 tax payment?
Yep.
It's a bunch of crap.
I agree.
So I don't like it. I don't think the people that are fighting for it understand what should actually be done about it. Hold on one second.
What?
I got to check in here at the gate.
Hey, I'm doing the show here live. What do you mean we've got to be on hold? We got to wait here for you to do your trucking thing. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm live, buddy.
Well, so am I. What did you just do?
Some people work for a living.
What did you? Believe me, this is work, my friend. This is work. What exactly did you do now?
Johnny O, I'm glad to see him come over, but I'm starting a petition tomorrow online to have Johnny O full time with a Facebook Live and a camera in there. His TikToks are doing great. I think you need to do some dancing TikToks. I'm pushing for that with the management.
They don't want me. They don't want to feature me. Don't you know that? That tall, beautiful woman that is helping Johnny O with the videos, she won't even talk to me. They should be. They should be featuring.
She must have listened to you beforehand or something.
You can
I'll text her and see what I can get me on one.
Jesus. Anyway, but no, they won't do anything for me. But oh, Johnny, oh, here's Catherine. Let's make him a big star. He's not big enough a star. Let's do this on TikTok and this, that, and the
Johnny
other. Meanwhile,
Johnny
I'm right here.
A little older today, wouldn't he?
I'm right
Anyhow.
Here. What?
Hey, thank you. Okay. I had to be nice to my people here, and I'm here all the time.
What do you?
Anyhow, the other thing that bothered me, I'll probably bring a lot up tomorrow about it. I could bring it up today. Is Guernsey County again?
Yep.
A lot of people complain about it, but they take cash and check only. I know I touched on it a little bit yesterday, but what year are we in that a government utility takes cash and check only?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I've had so many people complain, my neighbors. The older people go in, they have to drive in and take a check there or make sure it gets mailed out in time and buy a stamp. It's ridiculous that they should have to do that. You know, you got to spend $200 on a stamp so that way you can pay your water bill and you can't just call it in and have it automatically paid.
Yep.
So to me, it just doesn't make sense. It's bad accountability. It's bad bad practices. It's hard to cover that paper trail with the cash and the checks. Probably something that county commissioners probably need to take a look at and change.
Well, that's why I'm very excited about you running for county commissioner for Guernsey County. I think you would win in a landslide. You would clean up government there, and I would start with the cash. My guess is, I have no evidence of this. I want to stress now, in fairness to everyone, I have no evidence of this, but my gut is telling me that there could be a Somali-like level of corruption regarding the cash in Guernsey County. That's what my gut is telling me. I have no evidence to back this up. That's why it's just an opinion. But my opinion is there's probably some Somali level of fraud going on with the cash portion of the funds that come into Guernsey County. I hope I'm wrong, quite frankly. But I think you should run. Absolutely. You're going to be running for county commissioner. I will support you 100%. I can't vote for you because I don't live in Guernsey County, but a lot of my listeners do, and I think you'd win in a landslide. I really do.
Yeah, we're not like it's a small county either. Guernsey County has been around, and I mean, are the people that outdated? I mean, you got some Dave Wilson and the Orange County Commissioner Jack Marlin. I'm a gas guy for 35 years. I don't think the gas company took it. I mean, it can't cost that much money to put a Square machine in and accept credit cards. I mean, some of the smallest hot dog sales guys or candy fee or whatever vendors you see out there got it. I could take Square at my house for stuff. So it isn't like it's a big thing. And some people will pay the 4% processing fee. You just got to advise them of it. There just has to be better options. The county's outdated. I think the commissioners are outdated in the way of thinking, the way they treat people, the way I've been treated, the way other people have been treated. It's a shame. Shame on them. Shame on Jack. Shame on all the county commissioners for not stepping up and trying to do anything besides offer me a 12-month payment program for my broke butt. They said degrading me down. That's what they could do to help me for the $1,600 in water bill. Well, I don't know the exact number. It's $1,400 to $1,600 in water bills I received from their mess up, and now they won't even answer the phone or talk to me. So it's pretty embarrassing that they just leave people high and dry like that. And it's pretty embarrassing that we don't offer something better for the seniors and the people that can't get out and go pay the water bill or don't have access to stuff. And it's time to modernize our systems and make Guernsey County grow. I mean, we don't want to be in the 1800s like the statues out front, you know, in the streets. Those are from the 1800s. You know, I think we could do a little bit better at Guernsey County. I mean, Jack, you're in charge of this stuff. You want to ride around in the Chris Braden wave and all this. Well, let's do something for the county besides that. Nobody really cares about you standing on a parade truck waving everybody. People want to see results. People want fairness. They want equality.